Rochelle Pedersen joins us for a kōrero today. Rochelle is working towards her PhD at the School of Psychology at the Faculty of Science at Auckland Uni. And she's got an interesting mahi ahead. She's looking at Pākehā or New Zealand European identity in what are significantly changing times. Now, we're looking to see what changes or how they're affecting people who refer to themselves as Pākehā. And with social movements like Black Lives Matter and a surge in focus on long-standing Māori resistance, we are amidst a period of great social change. And the government's recent decision to make New Zealand history compulsory seems to reflect this. Rochelle Pedersen with us today for a kōrero. Thanks for joining us today, Rochelle. Tēnā koe.
Kia ora, Dale. Great to be on the line with you.
You've chosen a pretty, not tough, but an interesting subject for your thesis. Congratulations. Of course, we have all grown up interacting with Māori Pākehā viewpoints, and there feels like there's something of emerging of them in more modern times. Rochelle, what created your interest in this?
Well, I guess for me, I was raised in Howick in a very sort of segregated, I guess, kind of situation. I'm sort of middle-aged now, so that was a while ago. And I guess for me, you know, it was amazing for me how I managed to spend quite a large chunk of my life without really knowing or understanding what was going on, what went on in colonisation. And it wasn't until I actually went back to university to study psychology that I found out, I did an amazing Māori course there and found out exactly what happened in colonisation. And yeah, it just was astounding to me that a lot of Pākehā really just don't know or didn't know what actually happened in colonisation. And I just wanted to find out, why don't we know? Why didn't we know? And I guess for me, I discovered that my people's ancestors, not only did they break their promise and waged war and did all sorts of terrible things, that they kind of created a lie around that. And then they taught that lie to their children. And it's created all these widespread kind of myths and misinformation and a huge sort of social acceptance of a lot of Pākehā just avoiding the topic altogether. So that's why at the moment I'm finding that the decision to make New Zealand and quite a lot of that is Māori history compulsory in schools is a really kind of great catalyst for Pākehā really having to stop doing all that avoidance and start facing up to what has happened in the past, what their ancestors have done.
Do you sense that this new generation are more comfortable with the realities? I mean, I don't think people are trying to attribute guilt. It's more just to accept the reality. And do you think that now is feels like the right time for this conversation to be had?
Yeah, I feel like it is. From the research that I'm doing, or I'm looking around, I'm seeing that there seems to be a lot of people who are really ready to start having that conversation. There's a lot in the media that I've been reading around the topic, there's a lot less sort of outright defensive racism against it. There seems to be a lot more people who are really willing to engage in what it means to be teaching this history, what it means for everyone to know this history, what it means for Pākehā. And they're really willing to try and take it on in some way and trying to change and trying to learn. So I think that really is a time of change at the moment.
You're bringing together some focus groups to discuss this issue and provide material for your work. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, for sure. So focus groups are like a group discussion where it's for people who identify as Pākehā or New Zealand European come together, and we're going to be discussing things like the history curriculum change, but also other things like the Black Lives Matter campaign and things like the Stuff newspaper apology to Māori for racism in their news reporting, things like that. We'll be discussing those kind of things, how Pākehā are seeing those things portrayed, whether they're feeling like they've got any change in expectations on them personally in society or in the workplace, to engage differently in things like te tiriti, or engage differently in with things like Māori culture and Māori people. Yeah, just to try and really see how they're navigating this change and what they're feeling about it, what they're thinking about it. And I think that it sort of follows on a bit of a legacy of that kind of research into Pākehā, ways that they're thinking and feeling about Māori people, which really does help inform things like policy, and it can help inform things like interventions, just to try and get Pākehā moving along that change towards being able to do true power sharing, as Te Tiriti says, outlines for us to be doing.
If you've just joined us, this is Rochelle Pedersen, who's studying at Auckland Uni at the School of Psychology for a PhD. Pākehā New Zealand European Identity in Changing Times, the focus. You might know somebody who might like to be involved in that focus group. I'm sure there'd be some pretty interesting kōrero shared there. How to make contact, Rochelle?
Yeah, for sure. It's a Gmail address, so it's called Pākehā Identity Study, all one word, at gmail.com.
Sounds really interesting. How far away are you from writing up your thesis with this?
Yeah, well I've just started to, just starting the focus groups now, so I'm thinking I probably won't be writing it up until next year sometime.
Ka pai. Well, look, even the term, some people resent the term Pākehā, and it's interesting how we now write New Zealand European. Even that suggests origins from elsewhere, but as we increasingly refer to Aotearoa, New Zealand home, it's important that we acknowledge the changing attitude towards the revitalisation of Te Reo Me Ona Tikanga, Māori, but also how that affects Pākehā in New Zealand. And fair to say, most of us Māori have some Pākehā connections as well. Are you comfortable with the term Pākehā?
Me? Oh, definitely, yeah. For me, it's, taking on the term Pākehā is my identity. Ethnic identity is about saying that I'm in relationship with Māori and about saying that, you know, I intend to live my life in a way which acknowledges te tiriti, basically.
It's nice meeting you, Rochelle. Thanks very much for sharing some kōrero with us once again. Pākehā Identity Study. At Gmail is how you'll find Rochelle if you're interested, or could share the kōrero with some of your Pākehā friends who might like to take part in such a focus group. Nei tātou mihi kia koe. Thanks so much, Rochelle. Good to meet you.
Yes, thanks, Dale. Nice to meet you too.
Kia ora. All the best. Have a good day.